The 19th of January 2 past 3. I see you in the library almost every day. In the elevator, in front of the elevator. You're tall and your hair is brown. You look quite Mediterranean. Yesterday I saw you in the elevator again. You were wearing jeans and a blue shirt. And by the way, you're on the third floor most of the time. You're really a cutie. I'm looking forward to seeing you again.
3rd of February 2027. Dear RC, your short curls, your expressions, your sleeping on the books, your left in the library. Please get back to the second floor, where you always sit next to the business students and sometimes look thoughtfully out of the window. I would really love to know what is going on in your head. Indeed, you look totally oriental or rather Arabic. But I know you're a Turkish woman and that you are from Kirse here. So please answer.
21st of January, 18 past 10. I saw you in the library last Tuesday. You caught my attention right away. First, I saw you at your locker, just before we took the same elevator upwards. You wore a checkered shirt, red checkered, and your Vans shoes matched to the outfit. My friend and me left the elevator at the second floor, but you stayed to get to the third floor. I didn't dare talk to you. Maybe, hopefully, it does work here at Spotted.
Hi Zoe!
Hi Liz, how are you?
I'm fine, how about you?
Oh, I'm fine too. And I really have to tell you something. Yesterday, I saw that guy in the library. It was like love at first sight, really. He was so handsome.
Oh really? Did you talk to him?
No, of course not. You know I'm shy and I don't know.
You could maybe try Spotted.
Yeah, maybe.
Hi guys!
Hi!
What are you talking about?
We were just talking about Spotted.
Spotted? What's Spotted?
It's a platform on the internet and you can get to know the name of your crush there.
Ooh.
Or... you can contact him or her.
So is that the new hype that everybody's talking about right now?
Yes, kind of. It really eases your everyday life in university, so I think everyone knows it.
It's so much fun to read all the comments, and it's a huge compliment to be spotted.
And who can get spotted?
Everyone. Everywhere on the campus.
Okay. And why were you talking about it?
Because yesterday I was in the library actually for learning. You know, the exams are in a few days, but I couldn't concentrate on my books because I saw that handsome guy. He, you know, had brown curled hair and green eyes and just...
So wait, you're telling me that you were studying and then you looked at a guy who was walking by?
No, actually he just sat there in front of me.
Was he studying?
Yeah, I think so. Me too, in some kind of way.
So did you bother him or didn't he notice it?
No, of course not. I didn't talk to him because I'm too shy. I didn't bother him, no. Definitely not.
You should definitely try Spotted. You could write a text and you could say what you liked about him and what you're like. You could get to know his name and you could even meet. So why don't you try it?
Yeah, actually, I think it's a good idea because a friend of mine, she found her current boyfriend at Spotted. He posted a very cute, lovely message to her. So he seems to know how to do it right, but I don't know. So what are the do's and don'ts? I don't know how to do it right.
So wait a minute. So, as I understood, the Spotted thing is about when you meet someone at the library. And I think that's a misuse of the library as a place to flirt. And I don't understand why you use the library to meet someone there. And I think the library should be used for its purpose, to read, to study, to do research, to do homework, to, as you said, to work on your term paper and not to look at some guy and, oh, he's cute, and I have to look at him. You have to pay attention to the important things in the library. When you're not in the library, you can do it.
But I think that you can meet people in the library and in the cafe and
yeah,
everywhere.
And yeah, I think that's good. I think the library is not the best place to connect with guys. I think, as you said, in the pub or in the bar, a cafe, there you can meet someone.
But I think it's the best meeting place for students, as you know. The exams are in front of everyone, so...
And everyone is in the library,
right.
So...
Everyone is studying, everyone is... Yeah.
Yeah, but what about the ex-libraries, the cafe in the same building? You can go there and you don't bother anybody and you can talk as much and as loud as you want. That's better, I think.
But if I would dare talking to that guy, I wouldn't need Spotted. But I think Spotted is a good idea. I'd like to know, what do you think? What should I...
Well, I think that your descriptions should be as accurate as possible and that you should try to be creative and really personal. And you could also include some facts about yourself, what you like about yourself, and be really charming.
Okay, I think I'll try, maybe.
Yeah, you should definitely do it.
I'm still curious. But oh, look what the clock says.
Oh yeah, my course is... I have to go.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, do you see that guy? Over there with brown curly hair.
What guy?
Yeah, over there. It's him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This guy?
Yeah, that's a guy from the library.
Oh. Then you should definitely do it.
I should, right?
Definitely. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So I'm really curious about it. But if you can impress me, I will think about all this buttered stuff. I promise.
Okay. I think I'll try.
So good luck.
Okay, okay. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
See you. Of February 23, 22. RC, you're always chatting with a guy that reminds me of a duck. Please tell me that he is not your boyfriend. One day I saw you two at the ex-libris. The way he was looking at you. Please tell me that you are not in a relationship or even engaged.